I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Prepare to get your mind blown.
I listen.
The nursery rhyme Bingo
was his mm-hmm. name.
Yes.
Was it the dog or the farmer?
Please don't, bro, because
there was a farmer who had a dog and
Bingo was his name. It's
right?
The dog.
Yes, it would be the dog.
But what if I say the farmer, his, what if the farmer had his dog and Bingo was his name, though?
Why would the farmer introduce himself like that?
Because good manners.
I thought he was doing some Craig David 7 days flex, you know what I mean?
Oh, and I want to hear Instant Classic is my name.
I need to introduce yourself very well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's
just making me have to sing on that. Anyway, welcome to And That's Why We Messed Up, the podcast talking about nerdery. Sorry.
That's right. Nerdery geekism. You didn't say girdery. It's nerdery.
Oh,
nerdery.
God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. See, the whole thing.
What's in between?
From a South London postcard.
Yeah, you're right.
I was right. Oh, my God. See, this the bingo thing, the bingo effect. I am Shannon's one of your awesome, amazing, and excellent hosts. And next to me is the Instant Classic. How you doing, bro?
What? Bingo, what's his name, oh, bitches? That's how the song goes now.
That's the new version. And on the other side of me is Big Man Boogerin.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm here.
like there was a silence there.
That's a good time.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Hello all, I'm not too bad, how are you doing?
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting week. Before we get into, because obviously last episode was the Road to Mania, now we're
post Mania, yeah.
Well, so before we even get into that, let's do a little bit of trailer talk, because once again, trailers have dropped, so
mm-hmm.
I believe Joker dropped this week.
Yes, it did. Joker Faux Pas, as really? It's pronounced apparently.
Oh, get you. He's all French. He's French.
He's not speaking French. He's a phenomenal charismatic one.
Ah, oui.
It's got him.
Okay.
Will it be a dick?
I'm saying nothing.
Le Saint du Cad Initiative. Anyway. what do you think about it? What do you think?
Was that positive? I can't even tell if that was positive. Wait.
Okay, if someone's like, Caden.
Do you want to go for a drink or something? Jesus Christ, do you know how?
You're right. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's been a long week. As I will explain about the 48-hour session that accidentally happened. But yeah, it's...
So you came on this big internet in 1994 and said accidentally did a 48-hour shift.
Look, Mania took a lot more out of me than I thought it would.
You know, we can cover that later on. Let's get back to the trailer. Yeah, it's the Joker 2. Thoughts, feels, vibe. What do you think?
I'm intrigued because I loved the first movie because it wasn't really comic book based. It basically was a story of a man basically descending into madness. And fair play to Todd Phillips, whose previous work, I believe, were the Hangover movies and also Road Trip.
Oh, yeah, and Due Date.
Shit! I forgot he did... Yeah, fair play. You know, I haven't watched Due Date in years, actually. That deserves a rewatch. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? All comedy. And this was not a comedy at all. And fair play to Joaquin Phoenix for his Oscar-winning portrayal as Arthur Fleck. I thought Mr. De Niro knocked it out of the park, as always. Enjoyable film. Very, very good film. So when I heard there was a talk for a sequel, instantly I thought, realistically, why? But it's the Joker. No questions asked. And then when I heard Gaga was going to be in it, playing Harley Quinn's elf / Harley Quinn, I thought, okay, someone to... what's the technical term? Yeah, work with his madness, the perfect partner. When I heard it was going to be a musical, instantly I thought, oh no. But you know what? I was one of the very few people I remember back in the day when I heard Heath Ledger as the Joker. I'm like, mate, Mr. 10 Things I Hate About You. No, you're all right, thanks. And the rest they say is history. So I'm happy to go with it. And then after seeing the trailer, I actually was very impressed with what I saw. And the part that stood out for me was the last shot in the trailer where Harley speaking to Mr. J through the glass.
Oh, she said, like, I want to see your real face.
Yeah, and the little with the lipstick and how he becomes that the Joker in that scene. I thought, yeah, I'm intrigued. But it's early days. We're no closer to the time. But enough about me ranting. What do both of you think?
I don't want to see it.
I'm going to be... I wasn't really, like, brought into the first one, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, cool. And what I will say is Gaga can act. Gaga can sing.
Oh, big
Gaga
time.
Can do it all. I won't hear Gaga slander because girl can do it all. But it looked interesting. Whether it's interesting enough to make me see it, I don't know. But if anything, that is bringing me more than Joaquin Phoenix, if I'm honest with you. Yeah. But other than that, it's not grabbing me, but maybe I'm just not the target audience. So
yeah.
We'll see. I might just catch it one night and be like, oh, okay, let's see how we got on. But it's not one I'm scrambling to see. Like, if you said, oh, do you want to see the new Aliens or Joker? I'm going to see the new Aliens. So, yeah. That's me.
And you, Mr. Classic?
I don't want to see it.
He doesn't want to see it.
Okay, fair. Definitely.
Okay, I've heard nothing but praises for the first one, and I'm not saying it's going to be a bad film. I just have no interest in that character portrayed in that way. I don't care. I don't want to care for the Joker. The whole point of Joker is that he's this enigmatic ball of chaos. That's how one perceive him. But the problem in part two is I'm a sucker for a good musical. That's the only person treating me. I was like, what's the musical you said?
I was like, musical you said?
Yeah, I was like, shit. That's the only thing that's intriguing me about it. But true. I honestly have no interest in that character portrayed in that way. I don't want to care. And I feel like, and I think that's the problem with the first one. There was a chance of me caring.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to care. I get it.
I don't want to.
So, I get that.
Nothing against the actors involved in the film, the writers, directors, anything about that. It's probably going to be a great film. But yeah. The Doom of Cat, I have no interest in learning about in that way, shape, or form, regardless of if it's just like an Elseworld adaptation. It's just not for me.
Except musical.
But musical, I'm like, I might have to see a song. If I see a song, then shit.
Yeah, if it's got a catchy, a catchy song, like, oh dear, oh god,
I can really see it's going to be Oscar written all over it for soundtrack and musical numbers. And I already have seen someone refer to it as Ha Ha Land. I'm like, okay, it's already started now. Yeah.
I actually quite like that pun.
I was like, okay. That was actually quite good.
Say less. And then I think today, Speak No Evil dropped.
Now, yet again, I didn't know that was a remake.
Okay.
And, please educate us, please.
Okay, so basically Speak No Evil is it's literally a shot-for-shot remake of a film that I think came out last year. I think it was a Swedish film. Half of it was in subtitles, the other half was kind of English, so I didn't really get the need to do it other than the obvious reason, which is they'll go, well, people don't like subtitles, so... the thing I find annoying is a lot of the stuff that's kind of like intriguing is blown in the trailer.
That's what a lot of people say. They're like,
we want you to come see this. And the whole thing was with the original is you didn't know what was going to happen. You're going and already kind of know what's going to happen. Mm. If I'm honest with you, they revealed a lot in the trailer, and I like McAvoy. I enjoy his work and everything, but I just, the trailer was unnecessary the way they cut that. That was a bad call, in my opinion. And it's probably going to be shot for shot. It's an intriguing premise. Not really my cup of char, but the trailer just looks literally like shot for shot, but they just inserted different actors, including McAvoy. Looks interesting, but like I said, too much of things that would have been surprises are literally in the trailer. Mm. I'm not going to point them out. But it's going to, like, if you had watched that, if you just didn't know it's going to happen, it would have been more of a surprise for you. But yeah, you're kind of going in knowing you're actually waiting for things to happen now because I've just done it in the trailer. So,
yeah.
And it's not going to be a thing where you saw it in the trailer and they'll cut it out. It's literally interesting in, like, key parts of the plot. So, yeah. I have
cooked. I think McAvoy, they look more muscular like he did in.
I remember what years ago, I think it was. He came into, when I was still working at FP, he came into the shop and I served him.
Mm.
And I think this was just coming from, it was Glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, Glass. I think you could tell he was filming Glass because he was like wearing this compression top. He was like huge. He had no hair. And I was like, first of all, is he doing X-Men? And I was like, but no, why would he be muscular? That makes no sense. But yeah, he can bulk up.
Oh, he can bulk. Yeah. That's quite like, damn. And he looked, and also he looked very red in this trailer. I was like, are you going to explode? McAvoy, no. But we'll see. And yeah, just we just saw a little drop here that was Last Ronin's rated R.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to the screen. Yeah. That's also coming, as me and Bruce said, it's also coming to games. They're doing a game of that as well.
See, the thing is, though, like, Turtles has always been kind of like, comic book wise, has always been dark anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, it shouldn't be much of a surprise considering the story of the Last Ronin, for those who don't know, basically it's like post apocalyptic. Turtles are all dead and only one survived. It's basically about that turtle's journey to get revenge for his family. You don't know which turtle it is. I know which turtle it is. I'm going to say which turtle it is.
I know the comic books in my house.
If you haven't read it, but yeah, it's a bloody good story. It's a really good story, to be fair. Really good. So it'd be kind of cool to see the video game and the film, see how they do it realistically.
Yeah. And there's a new scary movie coming out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? What the hell?
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I would have said no.
I'm not talking about your attitude.
What?
Because I would be like...
Are the Wayans doing that?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Okay, if they aren't doing that, then fair enough. That attitude's appropriate. If it's them doing it, then you should be like, cool.
See, what I would have done is said no, or you can do it. Unless, only if you do 13 ghosts again. That's how you
so
do
really...
it. Yeah, I'll be like, you did it. And I want you to pay attention.
What's the connection with Scary Movie and...
It's just because I just, there isn't. I just would be like, no, you don't get to do that until you do what I want. And I want to see 13 ghosts. That's what I want. But you have to do it the exact same way. That's what I want. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna argue. Fair enough. Cool.
See?
Awesome.
You love it.
Not a strong word, but okay. Yeah, that's okay, cool. Fair okay. enough. Cool.
That's a trailer roundup. We'll leave some links in the description for you to have a peruse yourselves. So. So, bro, I've got a question.
WrestleMania.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. But, bro, I've got a question for you.
What's up?
How do you accidentally stay for 48 hours?
I don't know. Let's ask this Negro here. What the hell? Big man. Explain yourself, please.
Yeah, explain.
Right. So,
fell onto some. I don't know. What keeps you? No. Red Bull?
No energy drink was needed. This pretty much started Friday night. I came from work. No, what did I? Where was I Friday night?
This is where you were. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Wow.
No, I'm trying to remember. No, this is what I mean. It's like the mad cow that like quits kicking in. I can't remember nothing right now.
My cow's kicking in right now. What's
happening? Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. My memory is shocking right now. Right where I'm literally thinking. Where was I last week? I was somewhere last week, last Friday. Where was I?
What is going on?
Oh my word, where was I last Friday? The Omen. That's it.
WrestleMania.
Right, so that the Omen reboot, which might add, is a decent film. Very, very good. Yeah. Definitely the foundations are set for yourself and you know where it's going. But yeah, that I got in around about 11:30 and I thought, hold on, okay, only 90 minutes until SmackDown starts. Last SmackDown before Mania. So as in the UK, it's shown live on BT Sports. That was 1 a.m. It was a nice finale to what's about to go down this weekend. So the time that finished, it then became WWE Hall of Fame, which was streamed live on the network or other devices, whatnot, which that's like from 3 a.m. and didn't shut down till nearly 6 a.m. So bear with me now. At 6 a.m., I thought, right, let me just relax and try and get some sleep. Oh no! Tara decides to wake up, which is the dog that lives with me, and wants breakfast. So
he runs the house.
He pays rent.
Gets him up. Wake up, mofo!
Decides he wants breakfast, and that was it. Now what? So once the sad thing, yeah, pretty much, yeah, and I mean, I have to do a day in the life of tale of the dirty looks that I get from him.
I wonder where he gets it from.
When food is not prepared on time. So, yeah, that was from 6 to 6:30, and by the time I'm like, you know what? Huh?
I said, Tara come like Debo in Friday.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. And by the time I'm thinking, you know, it's 6:30, 7:30, Savasha, you know what? I'm active, I'm up. You know what? It's Mania Saturday. Let's get the preparation right. So I started playing WWE 2K23. For that for a couple of hours. Did some chores. Started watching football. Oh, look. NXT Stand and Deliver's on. Which might add a very good pay-per-view. Very, very good. The finale between Trick and Carmelo. Yeah.
I still haven't watched it yet, to be fair.
Yeah, believe it's worth watching, bro. Definitely, I recommend. Worth to get on that. And by the time that was running down, it was approaching 9 o'clock. It was, so I thought, oh, next time, you know what? I ain't gonna sleep, so let's just play some 2K, which I did, which then took me up to 12 o'clock. No, 11 o'clock, which was the Mania pre-show. No, it was 10 o'clock. My mistake, which was the Mania pre-show, which is from 10 till 12. And then from 12 till 4 was Mania Part 1.
Okay, so basically it's a series of events that were all accidents that you had no control over. Bruv, I stand corrected. That's how accidents happen. Aren't I silly for doubting this man?
Yeah. So, yeah, Mania Night 1.
Right, Mania Night 1. Mm.
One.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry, time out. There was no fucking accident. You made a fucking choice.
Thank you.
No.
Anyway, move on. We're moving on. Night one. Let's go. Let's not beat around the bush. Thank you. Man, you can make choices. Now.
Right. Night one. Yes. Which, like I said, no expectations, no disappointments. But let's just get into it. My first match, we had the man, Becky Lynch, against Mommy. Rhea.
You! I was set
to myself! Oh! Okay, Big Man, I'm not gonna lie, I agree, Yeah. What you said, I just don't appreciate the way you said it. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Yes. What do you think of the match?
Well, to be fair, I enjoyed it. Mm. I thought it was very, very, it lived up to the hype. I mean, fair play to Becky. I mean, the fact that she was suffering with a 105 degree temperature and still to go out there and put on a performance like that. And to be perfectly honest, I'm glad Rhea won. And that's not to take away anything from Becky. Not to take away anything from Becky at all. But yeah, Rhea just looked the part, had a hell of an intro to it as well, to be fair.
Yeah, like she had like, the guys who do her theme song come out playing around, yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is always a good sight. But
And her actually singing the lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Which in time I'm like, you go, girl, man, you got this.
Yeah, because like it's her run. This is her run. She needs to keep it for a long time. I think. Like, I feel like she should have like a Roman-esque run with the belt for now. I think.
I can see that happening. To be fair.
To be fair, like there's no reason for her to lose it because she hasn't had someone suffer enough. If that makes sense to like want to like. Take it from her kind of thing. So.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're going with her versus Liv Morgan right now, but I can't see Liv Morgan putting up any trees against Rhea, to be fair.
When did we get that intro from someone who we've not seen for a year? Was that from the first night or second night?
Say what?
We had the intro. Is that from Steph?
That's night two.
That's night two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think you followed that up, if I'm not mistaken, by the ladder match.
That was a good match. Good match. That was like that's one thing I've got to say about the Triple H era.
Mm-hmm.
Like long term is back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like it's still kind of like I feel like. What they need to work on now is, I would say the short stories with other wrestlers underneath. That's one thing they need to work on. I feel like, I mean, like this is a good example of that happening because, like, obviously R-Truth has been on the run of his life with his R-Truth and the Miz with their little thing going on, and then with DIY or DJ or Regeneration Next, as they call themselves.
All right, on a side note, right, no word of a lie, when Tommaso Ciampa came out, I thought that was Triple H.
To be fair, he is like a smaller version of Triple H.
Yeah, because I thought, what am I seeing? That's literally
lowercase.
Triple lowercase. Oh dear.
I like how it ended because like I think Grayson and what's his name, A-Town
Theory.
Yeah, they've been putting in the work. They deserve a run. And R-Truth and Miz, especially R-Truth, he's been putting in the work.
He's been probably the most consistent run right now for quite some time. Yeah, and the bumps in that, I mean, fair play to what's his name again, Pete Dunne.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought he died. Jesus
Christ. I thought he died. Wow.
Because the bump he took through the table on the outside, I was like, bloody hell. But yeah, everyone was so good in that. Everyone put in the work, man. That was a bloody good match. That was a good match.
Yeah, and that's me. It flowed quickly. The right people won. And from there, we go to Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. No, my mistake. Rey Mysterio. And what's his name again?
Andrade,
versus Dominic and Santa Escobar.
Yeah.
Now, no offense, right? I thought Dominic would have got the win.
I think he should have, to be fair.
Yeah, because what's the point of this man getting beaten 2 years in a row by his dad?
In wrestling context, that makes sense. It's not,
Or did I just come up with a belt and just start beating him? Like, what the?
Well, to be fair, it happened in the last match.
To be fair.
That actually legitimately happened in the first three. But he deserved it. But I think because, like, I feel like it's a running joke that Dominic needs to lose all the time now, which is kind of like.
It's getting tired, right?
Yeah. Like he's probably like the most over heel right now. He gets the most.
Oh, big time.
When it comes to people, like people won't let him talk on the mic. Like he gets drowned out by booze every time. But and as I say, quite honestly, it's such a thing that happened at his wedding.
That was hilarious. That footage as well.
To be fair, but yeah, like I think at this point, Ray needs to start losing more.
Ray Mysterio. Look, I'm waiting for Carlito to turn.
Yeah, it's gonna happen at some point. Because
yeah, you just know
Ray just turns everyone, man. This is all. He's a bad babyface. Turns everyone into a heel. It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah, you have that power. I mean, yeah, the match went quickly, fair dues, and we move on from that to how can I say this in a nice way? Okay, it was Damage Control versus Destiny's Child. Was the big three, if they like to call
it. I don't appreciate that.
What am I wrong, though?
Yeah. You could have said anything. You could have said against the Ebony Goddesses. You could have said against the Queen of Black Power. You know, you could the Queens of Black Power. You could have said,
the Wakandans forever.
Exactly. You could have said the Dora Milaje. Yeah. You could have said anything.
Yeah, the Dora Milaje. Yeah.
You could have said the beauties of Wakanda. You could have said anything, but no, you had to go to Destiny's Child.
Fucking Wakanda. You could have said Jade.
You could have said like the
702.
What, SWV? Come on now, yeah, you're right.
Really? You're not helping.
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
No, against the big three, as they call themselves, which to be fair, the intros I thought was class. Mm. They did them justice.
I like her haircut.
Yeah, look, Jade's going to be a force going forwards. And to be fair, they all are going to be a force going forwards. And it's just. Now, on a side note, and maybe I'm missing something, but Kairi Sane, yeah?
Who?
What did she do? Kairi, right? Mm-hmm. Of Damage Control.
Yeah.
Did you see Mark Henry going off here about how she disrespected the match by her performance in the ring?
I didn't see what you said.
Mark Henry's on one right now about how she disrespected. When you have time, check it out. He's going off on one about how she disrespected the opponents in the ring by her attitude, like she didn't care. I'm like, I thought she was fine.
Isn't she the pill?
Exactly.
Isn't that her job?
Like,
did I miss something? Because I watched the match and I was like,
didn't she do what she was supposed to do?
Mark Henry needs to calm himself down, mate.
Yeah. He just needs to go back to AEW before they get fired.
He's good because things aren't going well at AEW at the moment.
last day of Saigon. But yeah, you know what? I'm glad they won. It was a clean match and I'm just glad they got their moment to shine, and no doubt going forward, they're gonna. I can see a tag team coming out of 2 out of 3 with them two, definitely. And moving on, we got Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
This was again. This is another one of the long term storytelling in the sense. Mm. Like, I'm actually quite surprised with the result. To be fair.
Why are you surprised?
Because I didn't expect him to win. I didn't expect him to win.
Oh.
Because
I
thought Gunther was going to win.
I feel like this was a prediction that you. I felt this came up before about Gunther.
Yeah, I thought they were going to keep this thing going until maybe for either had Jey Uso or Chad Gable win it.
Mm.
In order, because Chad Gable's had this ongoing story with him. And it made sense. And then Sammy, but don't get me wrong, Sammy deserves this. He's putting in the work.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he did win, especially the kind of win he got.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't expect him to win. To be fair, but then maybe this means Gunther can go for one of the bigger belts.
Yeah, that's inevitable. And the thing is, what I liked was, you know, in the build up, and first and foremost, it's not even a side note. Who's ever doing the new camera work deserves a raise.
Oh, the camera work, like, it's good.
Yeah. Like, the shots are on point.
It's like, what they do now, so it's just like, basically, it was sort of like a backstage segment.
Yeah.
You're talking with the guys, and then they basically, when the music hits, they follow them through the curtain, through the backstage, boom, and then out into the crowd. It looks so good. It's like, that's like, it's like proper, like, a sports event the way they do it now.
Which makes sense
considering who they associate with now. But yeah, the camera shots have been on point.
Yeah, amazing. Now, what I love, you saw him talking to his family, kissing his wife, little boy wishing him good luck, and you see him taking that long walk up the ramp, going up, Chad Gable wishing him good luck, and he's walking up, then he walks into Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that was cool.
That wasn't planned.
It wasn't planned?
No.
That seemed very natural. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see, because I said, actually, that one was a surprise. So when you watch carefully, and you watch the angle of Sami Zayn, you see he takes a step back, like, oh! Like, he's like, oh, I didn't realize your hair. Yeah, that was a surprise. And when Kevin hyped him up, that got me hyped. I'm like, you know what, Sami, go do it. Go do it. And I'm a massive Gunther fan. But, yeah, I when he won it, I'm like, mate, for the last couple of years, you took a storyline with Johnny Knoxville and the Jackass crew, which everyone thought, oh, please, and you made it blow up into something big. And then the work you did with the bloodline just cemented how good you are. And fair play, the better man won. Great match. And you've got a feeling now, because this week's Raw is in Canada and it's going against Chad Gable. So that's going to be something.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good.
As long as they don't take the title from already, though. Bearing in mind, you can imagine the nook if in Canada as well. Oh, Canadian screw job. Well, you can see it.
Oh no, you didn't.
if this is his birthday, he's in Canada, and he's screwed. Oh,
yeah.
But that's one of Vince's thing.
Yeah, that's a bit of, yeah, oh, that name.
Maybe they've moved on and grown.
Yeah, we like to think so. And then, how can I forget about this? The Yeet versus the No Yeet.
I've got to say, this was probably the most disappointing one for me.
Bro, you know what, right? When I saw that match,
it's weird because, like, these guys, when they're a tag team, have chemistry with everyone. Like, they have good matches with everyone. Yeah. But with them two together I find it hard to believe that they don't have any chemistry as wrestlers.
I'm not going to lie, bro, right?
Sorry, big man. Like, why did the chemistry suddenly just...
I think they just couldn't be bothered.
Wow.
In all fairness, I feel like they could have got... Like, they felt like they could get away with it.
At Mania? I felt like it's like...
Because things, regardless of... what frustrates me is, like... That, like... Do you remember... skipping ahead a bit. His running at the main event... Mm. And he took on Jimmy again. That was better than the whole match.
Yeah.
You both almost said that at the same time. almost said that exactly the same time.
Yeah, because like,
that's bad.
Yeah, because like, literally, like, he had a really good entrance, good pop, and kicked him a few times, and they ran off the bloody stage and dived into
it. Yeah.
I was like, okay, that was fucking awesome. Why didn't they do it in the match?
I'm not gonna lie, when I watched that match, two things came into my head. You remember how for years I've been speaking about that Van Damme from Replicant, where it's the fight against himself, and it was repetitive kick upon kick upon kick. That's what it felt like. And then I thought, it actually reminded me of a Young Bucks match, where how much super kicks can be done in one match to each other.
I guess they're trying to kind of like portray that, you know, they are so much alike that, you know, they kind of cancel each other out, I guess, but... It didn't make a good match.
It wasn't good.
I hope they can improve.
Say again? No, I said I tried to be invested, but I think 10 minutes in, where I was watching, thinking they've been acting like they've been performing for an hour.
Mm.
It was super kick. Hang on. Next super kick. Oh, hang on. Next super kick. Hang on. Next super kick. I was like, oh, dear.
Yeah, it was a shame.
Call that the Michael Dudikoff.
To be fair, that's more entertaining than that match.
Yeah, it was.
It's the truth. I'm speaking facts.
That is true.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Yeah. The bar is in hell.
Where's the lie?
But then we move on to main event, part one, which is the team of Cody and Seth against the reigning champion, Mr. Roman Reigns, and the final boss, The Rock.
I've got to say, these names are on point. The Tribal Chief, Head of the Table, Final Boss. That's one of the best things The Rock does over. I've got to say, Final Boss is really good. I've got to say, I want a t-shirt.
That's up there with if you smell the rice is chicken, to me. For those who don't know, that is like back in our childhood, is that I used to basically, like, when brothers were properly, like, on the rock, I just used to run in there and go, "Do you smell what the rice is chicken?"
Which doesn't make sense.
But he would crack up. It still brings us joy. And that to me is like, every so often I just have that. So
I really like rice and chicken, to be fair.
Yeah, so, to be fair as well. Yeah.
But
I will say this. In the build up to this, I thought I'd been watching Roots Revisited. Reason why I say that.
The roles were reversed.
Yeah. Every week prior, I've seen nothing but someone getting walked with a belt. Yeah. Because that is what the final boss has been doing. I've seen referees get hit by the belt. I've seen wrestlers off the camera being turned off, saying, "Why are we stopping the camera? The show must go on." Still getting whooped.
Yeah. I tap out for trauma. I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Can I say the Rhodes family is the most diverse family?
They are, right?
For a bunch of white people, they're very diverse. Like, I love the fact that his wife, Dusty Rhodes, his wife, obviously he passed away. Her husband's black. Her husband's black.
Yeah.
Cody's wife is black.
Yeah.
Dusty had his valet who was like, they were all about diversity. I love it. That's all I had to say. That is all. Carry on.
No, but I mean, that match. Let's give credit where credit's due, right? The Rock's entrance right now.
I love the transition to, like, from the original, or not original, but from his face. To the Hollywood Rock music. I was like,
yeah.
I love that transition. Like, it's just, it is. It does. It, and he literally was acting like a Dark Souls boss when he came through.
Like, he pushed through with the fog.
No, he came through the fire.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus Christ. Melania, is that you? I feel like this is operatic music. Roma had that in night two, to be fair, the opera, to be fair. But
I know, and that's the killer thing. It's that match.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cologne for night one. 45 minutes here. This is the first match that The Rock has had, what, in 8 years it's been?
Yeah, I was actually quite surprised at how well he did. Like, no offense to The Rock, but like, considering that people were questioning his fitness when he tried to do a spine buster, he was like, but then, but like, he prepared. He didn't look winded at all throughout the match. But obviously, I'm pretty sure it was quite well balanced with them, like, transitioning between each other, between people and stuff like that. But
yeah.
He did well. He took bumps really gracefully.
Look, when he got stared by Roman, I thought, oh no. That's the first thing that went through my head. I went, oh no. And the look, I thought, no, don't. Just save it for night two. I mean, fair play to Rollins and Rhodes as well, because there's no cohesion between those two. And I thought, if Rollins is going to turn, please don't do it now. Please, just have this weekend to just embrace it. Mm. But the match went well, and then lo and behold, the belt came out. And that's what I'm saying about this ripping business.
I was like, God damn.
Mama Rose, the belt came out. Cody got whooped. Got people's elbow. No, that's it. Got rock bottom and people's elbow. Actually, side note, I have to give Cody his due. The fact he gave Rock the rock bottom, I thought, rah, okay. Yeah. You're on your road now.
There was that moment. There was a moment that really actually kind of just made me seem nostalgic, and I was like, okay, this takes me back. Because there's that point, I think it was the Rock and Cody. They were facing off each other, and they were looking. Both people were in the, both of them in the ring. So Roman, Rock, Seth, and Rhodes.
Yeah.
And like, there was that. Like, do you remember that moment in WrestleMania 19 when the Rock took on Hulk Hogan? And like, they were just sitting in the middle in the crowd. And, the crowd was like transitioning, cheering for Hulk and then cheering for the Rock.
That
was that moment at the beginning. I was like, fucking hell, this is it. And then like, I thought it was going to be like a turn a bit, because I thought it was going to happen like when, because obviously when the match carried on in WrestleMania 19, The Rock played it heel and the Hulk became the face, even though it was vice versa. I thought there was going to be a moment like that, but no, I think everyone stuck to their part, and it worked out well, to be fair, because like the Rock was just being the Rock.
Yeah. You can't knock the way, man. And he's been on it. And the match as a whole, I mean, the aftermath. Rock gets the win. He's smiling. Bloodline rules. Cody's just a shell of himself in the middle of the ring. Seth is just thinking, oh, shit, here we go again. And it's just the end of night one. And in my head, I thought, Cody, I'm literally on the floor thinking, it's approaching there enough 4 a.m. in the morning. Surely, Cody, you have to get the win tomorrow night, because if they make you lose 2 Manias back to back, you might as well go back to AEW. That's what's going through my head.
No, just leave it. Just walk out.
Yeah.
Story's over.
The story's over, man.
Rose, you weren't meant to be world champions, clearly. That's how it works.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? And
quote Oprah from Color Purple. Oh, my life. I had to. No, love it. I'm going home.
And, we now stroll into night two. Yeah, I know, a hell of a night one that was. Night two, we start off with Seth.
Wait, no, you actually start off with an introduction to someone you haven't seen for a year and change.
Thank you, Seth, for reminding me. Stephanie. So we start off night two with Stephanie.
Yeah.
Coming out to the ring.
Yeah.
And the crowd's in shock, and Stephanie looked good. But anyway, she did the introduction, the whole, are you ready? And a massive shout out to her husband. We were in the Paul Levesque era.
Mm-hmm. I've got to say as well, it was like a transition, because it basically is like, we've had all to play for, we've watched all this go through. And the fact that she said, I have been watching this since I was 8 years old. I've been at them since I was 8 years old. So she's putting in the work without saying, we're not going to talk about a certain person, but I'm just going to say that I've been in the game for years. She basically started off like Biggie. I've been in the game for years, and that made me an animal. That's literally what she did. Got the crowd hyped, and it was like, my husband. And I was like, oh, damn. Okay, we are entering the Paul... We are in the Paul Levesque era. I was like, excuse me. Okay, all right.
Stand by your man. Big him up.
I felt hyped. Mm-hmm.
That name that we shall not mention, talk about delete, even in 2K, there's parts where you clearly see it's him and he's been faded out in the game.
Wow.
It's hilarious. Shame. There's
Yeah. Blatant.
Faded out. And you're thinking, wow. Completely erased from memory. Memoir treatment, man. That's what he's got. Straight up. But, yeah. It says a lot.
Which is ironic because he's behind that treatment. So it's like, bruh. Okay, anyway. Moving on.
Yeah, night two. Yeah, man. We're kicking off with the Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins match with CM Punk guest commentary. Now, this match, if there was a match to get the crowd on it, this was the match. Let's start night two. Now, on a personal note, I actually thought night one of Mania, the crowd was pretty bad. But then you found out it was 34 degrees and the wind was around about 70 miles an hour. They were freezing. And even the heating wasn't like working allegedly. So yeah, I get that. Night two, completely different vibe. Completely. It was warm. Everyone's in party mood. And that match just set the tone. In my head, the only thing that's going through my head is whoever wins this match, surely Damian Priest is not dumb enough not to cash in at this point now. That's the only thing that's going through my head throughout this whole match. Now, on a personal note, I've said for the last couple of weeks that Drew McIntyre is just going from strength to strength. Now, in this match, he actually tweeted during the match. Did you know that, bro?
No. When?
Right. So, right. You know where there's a part of the match where he's outside taking on Seth and he suplexes him and he takes the phone from his missus?
Now,
yeah. Now, I thought he was taking a selfie. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. He actually tweeted, bored at work.
Oh, Drew McIntyre is the gift that keeps giving.
He
should have done a selfie.
Bored at work. And you know what? He got the clean victory. Absolutely clean. Won it. And seeing Seth in tears saying, you know what, man, you deserve it. Seth, we salute you. MVP. And you just knew something was going to happen because the only thing he had to do was take the title and walk off. No. He gets up in CM Punk's face on the commentary table, does the DX suck it, and straight away I saw a leg sweep, which I haven't seen that clean since the Karate Kid, him on the announce table, and Phil takes off his coat and starts beating him. And literally, Fizzy blowed his kiss to Drew's missus, the WWE meme, where the typical senior head of Judgment Day music, you got Triple H turning 360, you had it in real time. But now he had it with CM Punk. As soon as Priest came running to the ring, I thought, here it is. Here it is. Here is the cash in. And Priest has become a champion. Apparently the first Puerto Rican champion in nearly 50 years.
World champion wise, the only champion I can think that comes to mind right now. It's Carlito, but that was a US champion back in the
day. Apparently, Pedro Morales was the last champion.
The world champion?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, so we're taking it back. And Drew's downward spiral has been hilarious to watch. Because the fact that it's just literally a case of, you know what, it's on site now. And this is the new time I've realised people have been saying a lot lately in WWE. If they're not waiting to the ring, if I see you, man, walking through the corridor, it's on. Yeah. That's how it is now. There ain't no time to talk. Someone's getting whooped. So,
when it comes to Drew McIntyre, it's like he just should have minded his own business, man. It's his own fault. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for him.
He still hasn't signed a new deal yet.
Yeah, so he said he'd be gone by this point. That's what you get.
Yeah.
What was the match that Snoop Dogg was commentating on?
Oh, that's the next match, actually. And that's perfect timing, sis. So the next match was the Philadelphia street fight between the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley, and the Street Profits.
I'm sorry. There was a part that Snoop said that honestly had me bended up and curling.
She was laughing.
I was honestly dying when he was like, when they basically, yeah, it was one of these hood fights. He's like, yeah, like one of them hood fights. That was it. I was like, what the? Because I could see it. And it's the way that Snoop just came on looking like, I can tell, like, Snoop's, like, talking to his inner child. It's like, we got no wrestling. Because that's what it felt like. And I just was like, This is weird. I'm watching a wrestling match and Snoop is on commentary. It felt like a surreal MTV Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, no, he was on point. I mean, at one stage, he was talking about Yogi Bear. And I thought, what am I listening to? Yeah, he started doing Yogi Bear and Boo Boo voices. And then he...
He was getting high on his own supply. The gin and juice.
Gin and juice drink.
I didn't like the tracks here. I'll be honest. I liked it. Anyway.
But yeah, there was the old school street fight, which the element of surprise, you had Bubba Ray Dudley. Yeah, who? Yeah, which shocked me because that man spent the majority of the time lately been rinsed in WWE. So it's amazing what a paycheck can do, a little bit of exposure. So. So, yeah, he was special guest ref. And to be fair, that match, yet again, actually turned out better than I thought it would.
It was all right. It was like, it was better than Jimmy and Jay fight. I could say
well, but to be fair, Jimmy and Jay, that hit a standard year of loneliness. I didn't think we could possibly get.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's probably that was the worst match of WrestleMania.
Oh, Mania. Oh, yeah.
Of the whole old Mania, I've got to say.
Wow. Yeah, and Thursday. Yeah, I haven't seen a match that disappointing in quite a while, to be fair. And fair play, Bobby and Cole got the win. And I saw it a bit for Cross. Everyone knows I'm a Cross guy. And no, he had his moment at Mania. I just didn't expect him to be back in NXT so quickly. But there you go. Oh, yeah, he got the motive back on. Yep, got that back to NXT though? On Tuesday.
Is it really emotional though? Well,
not really. Well, to be fair, look what it's done for Baron Corbin.
Exactly. Like usually, like you just find if you go back to if you go to NXT, it usually like what usually happens, you get a second win because it happened for Finn Balor, happened to Baron Corbin, happened to Becky Lynch.
Charlotte, everyone goes there at one point.
It's like a reminder of where you come from, and you just get like a. You just get refreshed. You get refreshed, man. I thought that's what he needs. To be fair, he needs.
If we can get that NXT level Cross, then bump up back to the main roster. I'm all in. Speaking of all in, next we have LA Knight. Yeah, versus my guy AJ Styles. Now this match, the build up to it yet again. Man went to next man's house here and fight him, and then get arrested by the police. Which I thought was hilarious.
It's no one safe.
But then we had the WWE World, that opened up on Friday in America. So this is 10 a.m. and they're having big rumble here during the press conference. The man ended up with a bloody nose of being DDT on concrete floor, and I thought, Rob, ECW coming back here, because that's how it is. It's on site now.
Oh, I'm for the dollar field, to be fair.
Yeah, it literally was, and that match. Showcasing LA Knight is definitely ready for the big time. He can make that jump up. And AJ, you've been my guy for how many years? I ain't never knocking you, but you know the time is slowly slowing down for you now.
He did say in an interview recently that he's almost done.
I can believe that. I mean, the performances, you ain't never going to get a bad performance from AJ, but the days of Styles Clash and the 316 midair. Yeah, you ain't that anymore. But you know what? It's AJ Styles. He'll do something. There's always an element to his madness. So moving on, one of my favourite matches of the night. Io Sky versus Bayley.
That was a good fight. That was a good match. Good story.
Me and Bayley finally getting her rub. Getting a win at Mania, which is well deserved.
Yeah, she deserved it big time.
And EO, yet again, her reversals, man. Jeez.
Did you see the video of Rhea Ripley reacting to Bayley? And she had got her hair cut and everything, like behind stage. It's actually quite sweet.
Oh, really? Oh yeah. Oh, Rhea's reaction to it, yeah.
Oh my god! Look at
it! It's really sweet. It's like I love seeing shit like that. It just makes me happy.
Watching the footage, the vibe feels very different these days.
Everyone's just being themselves. Yeah, they're enjoying themselves. Yeah. I mean, hell, a prime example, which is funny enough, another match, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton.
I didn't want to like that match.
Oh, no. But.
It was a good match, but I didn't like it.
Logan Paul can move. That's the thing.
Like, again, like, credit where credit's due. You can't mock the guy because he actually did the work. He's a really good worker.
But. He's on business, but...
No, sorry, but the problem I have with it is, like, he seems to be doing the same thing over and over again. It's like...
Oh, YouTube is getting involved in...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's kind of called cool to see KSI, because obviously KSI, I've known KSI for years. But then, like, what? So, basically, another black YouTuber, or American, one of I dislike more than most.
Oh, I feel speed, and I can't stand him.
He just annoys me.
Hyped up to the nines, right? And I have to admit, I didn't even clock it in real time until someone pointed it out. That the way Randy kicked him was like 300, like, this is Sparta.
It's funny, because I remember there was an interview with KSI, and like, because he was on like a few weeks ago, and he got RKO'd by Randy. And I've got to say, KSI took it like a champ.
Yeah.
Like, he sold it really well. He's interview saying that really hurt.
Yeah.
Like...
What do you expect?
You don't understand how much it hurt. Like,
No, I do. No, I do. Rarely do I look at wrestlers and go, I can do it. No. No.
Like the first thing, the air goes out of you instantly. And then, like, obviously, I've got to sell. But I'm in so much pain, I want to react, but I can't because I'm trying to sell.
I will never forget the video of that guy who to two wrestlers' faces was like, it's fake. And the man got live tapped out on the air. No, don't do that to me. No, you're not making me pass out and piss my drawers live or no, thanks. It's okay. Thank you.
No, I will say that, you know, funny enough, shout out to Louis Spice on this one, right? Because he gave me a statistic which I didn't even know. You know, Oscar's never won at Mania.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah, because ever since her undefeated streak, it's like that's what kind of like ended for her, realistically. That's been a thing. It's a shame.
Wow, she ruined her. That was a shocker, but yeah, that match I enjoyed it more than I thought I did. And I thought, okay, this is just gonna build up to the inevitable Logan Paul LA Knight match. That's where it's going.
I hope so. I want to see Logan Paul lose that title.
Yeah, that's the SummerSlam match.
I get why they put a title on him. I just don't really want to see him have a title.
But also, Prime sponsoring WWE. They're going to make him lose anytime soon, aren't they? Exactly. And then we move on to the main event. Now, this is what gets me. Night 2 had the shorter card, but for me, it felt longer.
Because the first night was like 4 hours and something.
Yeah.
This one was just under 4 hours.
Yeah. So we get into...
They built it up now, so now you just got to execute.
Yeah, it was. And... Right. Universal Champion, the head of the table, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns against the American Nightmare, Cody. Now, I'm not going to lie, right? At this point, I'm praying, Trips, please. Do the right thing. I can't go through pain as I did last year of seeing Cody lose again. Because the only thing that goes through my head is...
Are you crying?
No. Right.
Stop crying.
Don't do the right thing.
Put that tissue down. What's wrong with you? Happy
nose. I'm literally thinking, shit's going to get mashed up, yeah, if this don't go right. And the only thing that's going through my head, I thought, you know what? Whatever happens, let's just embrace it and go for the ride. And that match, the crowd was so invested.
They were hype. That was hype.
Big fight feel. And that's a term I hardly use, but that, you felt it. And the thing is with Cody, you can tell how much this means to him. Because the minute he came up, he was already in tears before the match even started. He's holding it back.
I love that he came in customized Helldiver girl. Like, it was literally American Nightmare, Helldiver girl.
Yeah. And seeing Brandy with him, I'm like, yeah, that made me smile as well. I said, right. Cool. Yeah, I'm like, cool. Right, you got your missus, you got your family there. Just whoop his ass. Roman, you know what I mean? You made me a believer, and I'm never, ever taking that away from you again. And everyone knows, when we originally started this, I was anyone but Roman.
I'm sorry, Roman, you made me a believer. We have on this podcast never Roman. We have on
anyone but Roman.
Anyone but Roman.
Yeah. Well, jeez, I have to give the man his due.
How the turntables?
Yeah, the tables are fully turned. And you know what? It started with the whole the Heyman movement. Then he acknowledged me. And, bruv, you saw it when we went to see the show at the O2. The reaction, when he came out, the place was standing room only.
Amen.
Yeah.
Where I'd put the ones up, that's how it works.
Yeah, and everyone did. And like I said, when this match kicked, I thought, oh, God. I literally was hoping the best, but praying for the best, but hoping for the worst, thinking, right, something's just going to go wrong here. But anyway, the match, back and forth, and Bloodline rules, no rules. And I have to give, yet again, Roman Moore credit, because his trash talking is so funny.
He's so good. Like, I always remember, before the Tribal Chief head of the tables thing, I remember, like, he had a match with returning Seth Rollins after his injury. And he was, like, during the match, he was playing a heel, and Seth was playing as a face, even though it was vice versa. And he was getting his face, cussing him out. I was like, ooh, what is this? And then, like, when the whole Tribal Chief thing started and he started doing, he was doing it to Jay for the first time, I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
It's the eyes. I'm not even joking. I don't even mean that in a creepy way. Because the eyes bring you in and you think, ah. Oh. And then he says something like, your mum never loved you. And you're like, oh! Like, but that's the delivery. Because acknowledge me. It's like, I don't like this.
Because, like, even because he just talks to the camera and it's like, I was like, why are you looking at the camera? Why don't you tell me to acknowledge me?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I acknowledge you.
That's what I mean. It's like, he's like, you know you want to. Look at me.
No, I think it's like, for me.
I'm the captain now. Look at me.
Yeah, pretty much. Acknowledge me. I think for me, what did it for me is when he gave Cody the crossroads.
Mm.
He said, this move sucks. You ain't killing anyone with this.
Like, how do you carry on after you get your move or done on you and you get cussed out? Shit,
it's rubbish.
What is this, man? Do a choke slam, man. Man up.
Something else. I don't like this.
I give you permission. Use this bill. That's what you use.
Where's Andre the Giant when you need him? This is rubbish.
But let's talk. Like, go on.
Yeah. No, I mean, that just set the tone, and then typical Cody gets momentum, and who appears? Solo. And as soon as I said, also be Bloodline rules, no disqualification, anything goes. And yet again, Roman's trash talk. After Solo and Roman's gave him the spear and the thumb to the neck, and Cody's got up, you know, Solo, look at Roman. We need to finish this. And Roman goes, I know!
That's the first time I've ever seen Solo look like a sibling.
Yeah.
Finish this! I know!
The most annoying.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
That sibling is like, everyone's done the I know! Or been a receiver in the I know.
I was like, Riz, this is actually getting some family
you
shit.
You just called your chief to end it, innit? Chief.
Yeah, but when the Avengers assembled.
Yeah.
That's when things are.
And that was the start. Because when Cena music dropped, the place went crazy.
I was like, what the hell? And I saw him running down. I was like, what the? Or did I see him? I don't know.
He came in, gave the five knuckle shuffle, put Solo for a table, then gives it to the FU to Roman. I thought, okay, that's one.
Man, clear the table.
Clear the table.
Ready.
No, that set the tone, and then lo and behold, the final boss. As soon as that music hit, I thought,
the Rock halfway down. It's like beeping. The Rock is going off.
I love the fact he can just do that and no one can say shit. Like, even cuss about it, but it's like, what are you gonna do about it? Who can you fire me? Okay.
I was like, the Rock started. I'm just like, what the? Wow. You're being admit. I was like, all I was, you think you can. And that was it. Just everything was just blocked out. I was like, wow.
And then
Old man. Five knuckle shuffle. No, that's it. My mistake. That's it. He gets the whole you can't see me, then gets the Rock bottom. And at this point now, we've all seen the belt, because the Mama Rose belt is coming out. Cody's about to get whooped, and at this point I thought, if someone's gonna come, it's gotta be Austin.
And then you just heard the boom.
I heard that. I
saw it before, bruv. Yeah. I was watching it, and I went, Mark! And I shouted. Luckily, I didn't hear me, because I went, Buffy, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, thank God. I was so shocked. I was like, Mark?
Yep, and that shocked everyone.
And because they Kaiser Soze'd out of there, because it was like, yeah, poof, and just like that, yeah, they were gone. Yeah. I was like, Trips, delivery, you've done it. You've done it, mate. And then, of course... Yeah.
Right. This moment right now. After Mark has turned up, done his thing, The Rock's out of the game. We've heard the music for the Shield go off. Now, at this point, the only thing that's going through my head is, yeah, Seth is going to come down. But there was just a slight doubt in my head thinking, Seth, if you fuck this up for me, that's all that goes my head. But fair play, Seth has come down, and I didn't even see him. Yeah, I didn't see him. I just saw him on the floor where he got Superman punched.
Yeah, then I saw him, then it was like, he's on the floor.
Yeah, literally.
Didn't work out. To be fair,
yeah, it comes full circle in two ways. One, obviously, it all came down to that first moment with the Shield, and Seth turned on the Shield for the first time.
Yeah.
Hit Roman in the back of the chair, and then Roman was able to hit back in the chair. And when you think about it, it wasn't for that moment, Cody wouldn't have won. And it goes back to what Seth said to Cody. He said,
"Let
me be your shield." Mm.
Okay.
He took the beat and he did. And
we call that storytelling.
Yeah, of the highest order. Mm. He sacrificed himself. Cody got the triple crossroads, and what I loved about this—that
was nicely.
Michael Cole put really the chef's kiss on it. It wasn't even a 1-2-3; it was to finish the story.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, when he won, I was gone.
Did you notice Roman smiling when you got?
Oh yeah, and the utmost respect.
Yeah.
Utmost respect.
I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, you deserve that. You deserve it. You did a fucking great job, mate, Roman. I knew you would, because I didn't give up on you.
you know what got me in the end, didn't it? You know what got me in the end.
What's that?
It was when we're doing the thank yous.
Mm.
And then obviously Bruv shared the video about, like, he said, there's gonna come a time when you're all gonna acknowledge me.
Mm.
And then hearing the whole that mad
Thank you, Roman.
I'm like, that man, this man has carried.
Yeah.
He's carried on here. I have watched this as an outsider and come in slowly. This man has carried it. And to hear that, I was like, I hope that's hitting your heart, because that was magnificent. That was magnificent.
Mm. And you can't, and that's the thing, because when you really break it down, the man's basically carried it for the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic. People's left the company and come back. Still had the title.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? The guy is still battling leukemia. And you know what? His reign, no pun intended, will go down in history.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing or no one will ever take that away from him. And the funny thing is, as I shared with you guys earlier, the reaction of some Roman fans on social media.
Oh, it's been, oh my God. Like, the one
the breakdown the is one, unreal.
The one you said is one thing, but I literally saw one with a family of like husband, wife, kids.
Yeah.
Genuinely upset. Like, Roman lost. Like, it wasn't his time. I was like, are you watching the same show we watched? So for a thousand days, I think it's time to change.
Guys. It can't be forever. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. And also, I've got to say, Cody delivered his thank you. Like, that touched my heart. And when he was like, I know this person's not going to want to come out, but he has to. And I was like, Paul, if you don't come out.
Yeah, he's bullied. He's bullied. He's like, fine.
Come out. Come, like, acknowledge me. We have to acknowledge you. Dude. I have never outside in, for it's been a long time since I've seen the execution, and seeing the joy come back into it's been nice just to hear you both like so joyful again.
No, you know what? The thing is, it's when the storyline is done well and executed well, there's nothing better. And this, like I said, it's been 3-4 years. Roman's carried the company, and we've seen Cody come from AEW, where the company he built and fans turned on him because he would never won the title, go back to WWE, and WWE has put faith and everything in it, and officially now he is the new poster boy going forwards. It's beautiful to see. And the fact that I don't know if you saw the press conference.
No.
That he did? No, that look, I advise you, do not watch that, yeah, without tissues, because when they interviewed him, the first thing they said was the watch he was wearing. Mm. He said it was a gold Rolex watch. They said it was a present from Triple H and Nick Khan. And they're like, what's the story behind it? He says, this watch was actually belonged to Dusty. Dusty had the Rolex, but sold it, pawned it off to pay for Cody to go to college. And Triple H and Nick Khan found it and bought it and gave it to him.
Aww.
Who's cutting onions? Oh my god.
Yeah.
That
set the tone. And I mean, he was in tears. And so I know I thought of him saying, if your dad was here right now, what would you say? He said, first and foremost, he said he would have gave him the title and said, Dad, this is for you. This is because this is something that you deserve and you didn't get the opportunity. So this is me giving it to you. And thank you for everything, for putting me through college. And you know what I mean, when things were down, you were by my side. You gave me words of encouragement. And also, I'd like to apologize for the tattoo on my neck.
Oh, bless. Oh.
Yeah, his whole speech, he was literally in tears. He just couldn't speak because everyone was saying, you know what, your dad would be so proud. And what Triple H and Nick Khan and Cole did, and Bruce Pritchard, sorry, Nick Khan and Bruce Pritchard, that tells you what type of company you're working for. That a manager will give you something like that. And side note as well, Cody bought watches for him, Seth, Roman, and The Rock as well. That just tells you what the company is.
But you want
what company to be for.
To have faith.
Yeah.
To want to do, because they're going to want to do and perform and be their best, because the company's looking out for them. And that was getting, we literally have this on the podcast, guys. I mean, you know, anyone new listening, if it's your first time, go back and listen from season one, what we've been talking about with wrestling and the shenanigans and everything else. And, you know, this era has been marketed with people with literally a spring in steps. People like walk into it like dippity doo da. The difference is palpable. And this could only go successfully. Do you know what I mean? It could, because if this had gone really badly, if the crowd weren't hype, if they didn't get the result, this would have just, it would have been an indictment of Trip. It would have been. He couldn't come back from that. But the fact it went so well, the fact they thought about this, executed it brilliantly. And when I think about the sheer people who were losing their goddamn minds when The Rock was involved, it was like, no, this is going to be rubbish. And I'm like, look at how this got executed. Look how this got played.
Well, funny enough, I don't know if you saw, there's a documentary that's supposed to be aired where it shows behind the scenes of The Rock, Cody, Seth, and Roman all planning this.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, WWE made a grave mistake, right? Because they said it's supposed to be shown on Wednesday, just gone. Mm. And it still hasn't been aired yet because they're still filming it as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they've done superb. And you know what? That, for me, sounded out a brilliant couple of years worth of storytelling with probably one of the best manias that they've done in years.
WrestleMania 40. Let's call it a night. We will resume this at another time.
But, definitely.
Once again, thank you for your ears, your excitement, and your general vibe, and your downloads. They are much appreciated. If you would like to reach out to us, you can email at stjudeavengers@gmail.com. We are on Instagram at messeduppod. Bruv, what's your socials?
You can find me on YouTube under instantclassic_KB. You can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram under instantclassic_gaming. Big man, can you remember this time?
Yeah, I can remember. You can find me on Insta at Mr_Roberts_V1, and you can find me on Twix at War3782.
Yeah, trademark Twix. Thank you very much for your time. It's been fantastic, as always, and we shall speak to you later.
Take it easy.
And Bingo was his name. And that's why we messed up. Produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by yours truly, Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Boxing Music.